SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, musim panas adalah salah satu masa tersibuk bagi sebuah rumah sakit paling unik di Australia. Rumah sakit Adelaide Koala and Wildlife merawat binatang asli, khususnya di mana mereka terluka karena pengaruh manusia. Berikut ini Rhiannon Elston melaporkan. Kehidupan di pinggiran kota telah terbukti sulit bagi Duncan, yaitu seorang bayi koala yang ibunya terbunuh dalam sebuah kecelakaan mobil. Hartley Head adalah penjaga satwa liar yang terdaftar dengan Fauna Rescue yang telah merawat marsupial yatim piatu.
So they picked him up. His mother may have been hit by a car. We don't know the circumstances. We think there's a possibility that something like that happened because of his slight injury that he had to the right-hand side.
Bayi koala Duncan dibawa untuk dirawat di Koala and Wildlife Hospital di Adelaide. Natasha May, perawat senior maka satwa di sana, mengatakan itu adalah cedera umum bagi koala-koala di sekitar Adelaide.
So we do see them for dog fight wounds, fractures from being hit by motor vehicles, and lots of different things like that.
Joanne Sloan, manajer rumah sakit itu, mengatakan musim panas terutama adalah musim yang sangat sibuk bagi rumah sakitnya itu.
So every time we either see large hot spells or large rains and winds, that definitely affects our wildlife. So last month we had a fair bit of that, but I think as well the increase in human activity in the summer months, so we're walking our dogs more, there's lots more building projects going on and things like that.
Rumah sakit itu dikelola dengan bantuan donasi dan sebagian besar stafnya adalah para relawan.
All right, Pumpkin.
Hi, you are upset, aren't you?
Just take it slow.
Hanya hewan asli saja yang dirawat di rumah sakit ini dan jumlah mereka di ibu kota Australia Selatan sangat banyak. Daerah Adelaide Hills memiliki populasi koala yang cukup besar, yaitu sekitar 100 ribu ekor. Dan populasi koala di seluruh Australia Selatan secara keseluruhan sangat stabil. Jumlah mereka berlimpah sampai di beberapa daerah telah digunakan sterilisasi sebagai metode pengendalian populasi. Joanne Sloan mengatakan bahwa tidak mengherankan melihat koala terluka, terutama di mana rumah dan jalan raya melanggar batas habitat mereka.
So I guess the reality is that we are living together. Most of the time it's us humans that are moving into the animals' habitat, and it doesn't always go well. So I guess we're trying to bridge that gap, for especially where it's human inflicted.
Rumah sakit itu merawat sekitar 1,000 hewan setiap tahunnya, dan koala mencakup sekitar 20% dari jumlah pasien itu.
We're a big believer that we want to see wildlife getting the same level of care that any animal with a loving or paying owner would get.
Hartley Head mengatakan pemantau warga satwa liar dapat memanggil layanan pertolongan di daerah negara masing-masing jika melihat binatang yang memerlukan bantuan.
If it's been hit by a car, attacked by a dog, or looks unwell sitting at the base of a tree, is a good sign, especially in the summertime, that there's something not right.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.